All right, let us go to one of my friends and someone I enjoyed watching baseball with this week. Maybe a great week of watching ball, being on the pre- and post-game show of Comcast. That is Bill Lasky, the proprietor, owner, and great guy from the San Francisco Giants Fantasy Camp. Tree, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Marty. Looking forward to another great, great series coming up against St. Louis. You and I were both on the edge of our seats, probably along with thousands of Giant fans, as we watched three in Cincinnati take the positive way for the Giants and not the first two at home. So hopefully this home series can turn around a little bit in these first two games.
You know, you first of all, watching the games with you and Vida Blue and Bip Roberts and Greg Papa and everybody at Comcast, as I said when we ended it, it's tough to get anything past you four guys, let me tell you. You know, it was really pretty good. But you guys had a good point. I want to make it for the fans as well. With Romo against Jay Bruce in that at bat, and Jay Bruce had a chance to hit a home run and win the game for his team, Romo stayed away, away, and away. Bruce never really adjusted to be content with a single slapping it to left. That was an at-bat for the ages.
And you know what, Marty, we talked about it along with everybody else that was in there. He was not going to challenge him with something inside. He was not going to get beat with a secondary pitch. Romo throws away to lefties, the sinker away. I think there might have been one pitch in that 14-strike scenario that he got the ball up, and everything was away. You could see Posey pounding that glove either farther off the plate. And again, we talk about Jay Bruce being a power hitter. He was not going to go to left field. He was trying to get something to yank out of right field to win the game, and he ended up getting underneath the sinker, popping it out to left, which was one of the greatest at-bats it had to be in that game that we watched.
Yeah, so all right, now the ball club is home. The five-game series is behind them. St. Louis has the most emotional win you could possibly have in the history of baseball. No team's been down 6-0 in an elimination game. Come back to win it, plus 4 in the ninth. Cardinals come in just as high as a kite. What has to happen here?
Well, I think you said it earlier, Marty. I think their pitching staff got beat up in that five-game series. When you're looking at the first two starters here, you're looking at Lance Lynn, who primarily threw out of the bullpen, and then you go into Chris Carpenter, who is just coming off Tommy John surgery. He had an elbow. He's only pitched three games in the season, and he pitched one game against Washington. So both of these pitchers, even though Lance Lynn had the most victories with 18, he throws relatively hard, gives up the long ball here and there. But again, with Madison Bumgarner at home, he didn't pitch well against Cincinnati. He's had ample rest here. He'll be jacked up. I think the advantage of the first game, if the Giants can jump on Lynn and get their base hits and drive the ball and get the ball moving, I think they can get an advantage there if Madison comes out. The problem that Vita and I saw the first game, he wasn't throwing that big hook to the right-handers. And we need to see that as fans, as analysts, to see Madison use all his pitches. Looked a little tired, as we talked about. Hopefully the week-long rest here and the amp pitch in the first game is going to get him excited. And we all know what Madison can do at home. 10-3 for the for home record season this year at AT&T. He pitches so much better there. And he did relatively throw two good games against St. Louis this year, even though we lost both of them. 6 innings one game, 7 1/3 the other. Freeze and Beltran both hit home runs off him in both games. So, you know, it's a good series. It's going to be a quality start. As you said, somebody in that starting rotation has to pick up some innings. They did not get one quality start in those five games against Cincinnati.
No, they didn't. And in a seven-game series, you can't do that. There's too many games. Somebody's got to step up and get it done. All right, so what happens? We've talked a lot about Tim Lincecum this afternoon. And isn't it amazing in baseball? And look, you pitched in the big leagues. Bill Lasky with us, fans, in case you don't recall when I said it earlier. But you've pitched in the big leagues. Vida did. And here's 6 1/3 innings for Lincecum, and all of a sudden he's Tim Lincecum again. What should we expect here?
Well, you know, Marty, you brought a point up, and you and I talked about this when we were talking St. Louis or Washington. You know, Zito went in to St. Louis and threw a great game. He threw 6 2/3, 8 hits, 2 earned. He got the win. He ended up beating Lance Lynn that day, and that was at St. Louis. So You know, I think, you know, sure, Lincecum deserves a start. I was penciling him at game two and looking at Vogelsong. Vogelsong's got very good numbers against St. Louis, too. And I think he deserves a start. He pitched, you know, pretty consistent all year. He had a little bad stretch there. But his last four games, Volpe has really thrown the ball well. Does Lincecum pitch the fourth game? Does he come out of the bullpen? You know, it's that fourth game now that they're talking about either Zito or Lincecum. You know, my thought, yes, I think he's ready to pitch. Again, I look at Zito at St. Louis. That's where Dave Rigetti and Bruce Bochy makes their money, Marty.
That's right. All we can do is comment on it. I'll throw Ron Wotus in the middle of it.
Yeah, we'll throw that. Hey, tell Ralph I said hello. I know I hear his voice here and there. Hey, Ralph, what's going on?
Yeah, he's still working on the ticket giveaway and try. You know. By the way, do we have a winner on that, Scott? Yeah. By the way, the correct answer, since we do have a winner already, and we'll give the winner's name in a second. But Dave Trevecki. Pitched game two of that 87 World NLCS and got the Giants on the board in St. Louis, a 5-0 shutout for the lefty, Dave Trevecki. How about that?
That's excellent. Marty, I got a question for you. You have always said home field advantage and everything. What do you think, as a commentator analyst, what do you think the Giants have to do different at AT&T since they're not scoring runs and they really played two bad games, the first two against Cincinnati?
I think they have to pitch. I think they have to pitch and keep the ball in the park and not let the opposition hit a home run because they don't hit home runs. And it makes it easy for the opposition to score runs against them. I think they have to keep the ball in the park, honestly, with the starting pitchers.
Beltran is steaming right now.
Well,
you know, he had just a great series, and he had a great year for them. He had 32 home runs for him.
Look, and you look at Yadier Molina, you look at David Freese, and all of a sudden now, you know, this is a ball club. They've got the best on-base percentage in the league. You're going to have to pitch, and I think that's the key for me. The other thing is, and they've learned how to score runs in this park without hitting home runs, don't get frustrated and you know, Bill, I always say it, Pagan is the catalyst. You get him on.
Totally agree.
You get him on, and Scudero could knock him around, and all of a sudden it happens. And Jim Cozumel was on with us earlier, and he said somebody other than Posey's got to get it done. They had to pitch to Posey. The Reds did. And don't forget the single he got leading off the 10th. You're not going to walk him, so they made him get on, and he got a base hit. He had the bases loaded against Latos. You couldn't walk him. You had a pitch to him. The Cardinals,
I think another guy that needs to step up because of all the right-handed starting pitchers again is Brandon Belt.
You got it. That's right.
Series. 1-for-13, 7 strikeouts. And when you're breaking this down, Lance Lynn, he's 2-for-3. Carpenter, where was he here? 1-for-2. So, yeah, I've had some success against these guys. And in that six hole, he needs to come through. Too many strikeouts there. 7 strikeouts and 13 at-bats. Pence had 3. And Crawford had 4. Even though he had a triple, he got a couple hits that last game. He used 2-for-11 in the series. He ended up coming through. Those are the, you know, with Belt and Crawford again, as we talked, they're young guys, but they've gone through the first round. They know how important it is now. The outs are going to come on to them, and they need to turn that around and maneuver some hits there.
Well, and also you're looking at all righties again. Zepchinski is the only lefty. So you're looking at Blanco, you're looking at Crawford, you're looking at Pagan, and you're looking at Belt and Sandoval from the left side.
Yep.
They have to do the damage, and you're looking at Huff again being that one-pinch hitter in the sixth inning to come in and try to get that righty out of the game and see if you can force
really,
it.
It's really similar to Cincinnati, what they just faced.
That's what I said.
You know, it's like a blueprint.
Yeah, it's the same pitching coming at you as the Red Series, and the same guys have got to come through again, and Pagan is one of them.
Well, and you said earlier, too, they have to do something in these first two games because they got Loesch and Wainwright coming at them, and those two guys had great seasons with St. Louis, and you don't want to go down 0-2 again. They need to make waves, and you've expressed it, we've all expressed it. They need to find a way to win at AT&T these first two games.
Well, they should. Come on, they should, and it's their home park. And, again, it comes back to this 7-game series, different than the 5-game series. You got a little bit of room for error. But you're not going to go into St. Louis. It's not going to be a dead team and a dead crowd just playing for tomorrow. That's not the way
Cardinals
play.
Hey, Marty, remember, the Giants won the All-Star game. They got to get to the World Series. They won the home field advantage for themselves.
And don't even bring up who the MVP was. But
we won't talk about that. We just think about them winning the All-Star game for the National League.
Well, they have the home field the rest of the way.
That's what I'm saying. They have to win this. They have to go have a good series against St. Louis, and hopefully they can win it in front of the crowd in Game 6 if it goes that far.
Well, I'll just take a win. I don't care where it is. But I'll tell you this. How about this for four franchises? Giants, Cardinals, Tigers, Yankees. How about that?
This, and you hit it. I was listening to your show last night. This division series, everyone went to Game 5. It was just sensational. Everything was on the edge of your seat. A baseball fan, just as a normal baseball fan, could not be happier watching this kind of baseball.
Really? Oh, it's all good. Hey, Bill, thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you this week.
Marty, we'll see you next week. And
hey.
Again, you got to come in, man. We got to keep the streak running.
Well, listen, I had to take all the clothes to the cleaner, man. And, you know, I'm on TV a lot now.
Yeah,
hey, but...
You got a face for TV now.
Yeah, good luck. By the way, we're at the Public House tomorrow, 1 until 4:30, so if you get out there early, stop by and say hello.
And you know what? Watch us on Comcast, and I invite you, and I'll break this down at 6:30.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks Bill.
Buddy.
All right,
appreciate
very
it.
Good. The great Bill Lasky, and, of course, the Fantasy Camp is what we do together as well.